Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. You know, on the show, we have discussed the importance of social media. You know, we've even said that we love it, but it's such a bear. But you know what? We've never really gotten specific about any social media communities and giving advice and best practices. Well, that's going to change today. So we're really going to dive into Twitter. And joining me on the show is someone who is so familiar with Twitter, and she's a Twitter rock star. Her name is Winnie Sun. And actually, Winnie is known as one of the most social financial advisors. She's been on the show before, so she knows it well. And just a little bit more about her, she's a founding partner and managing director of Sun Group Wealth Partners. And like I said, she really knows her stuff when it comes to social media and especially Twitter. So Winnie, it's so great to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Deirdre. Thank you so much for having me again. Excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's always nice to have somebody back on the show. We had a great discussion last time and looking forward to more of the same. So I just want to jump right into Twitter. Let's just start off with, what would you say to a professional, right? A business professional who isn't using Twitter?
Well, I would probably say I understand, because Twitter can be quite intimidating and it has a lot of nuances, but I would also encourage them to try it because it can certainly bring them more awareness to their business and their brand, which can potentially lead to new business for them.
Yeah, and that's something that's so important. You know, a lot of the times I think business professionals, when they think about social media or any one particular network, especially Twitter, they don't see the connection between mm-hmm. what kind of a valuable outcome Twitter can actually bring. So is it, you know, in your experience, do you see more younger professionals using Twitter, or what's your kind of take on who's using it and some of the benefits that they're getting?
Sure. Well, you know, interesting enough, pretty much everybody is using it. So it's not just one demographic. So it's from millennials all the way to Gen X, the baby boomers, and it's women, it's men, it's people from the United States as well as international. So it does cover a broad demographic. In addition, most of the Fortune 500 CEOs are also on Twitter and relatively active. So if you are in business for yourself or you lead a company, it does make a lot of sense to be there, because this is where your audience is, this is where your clients, your customers are. And it's just, if you think about it as just live texting, but with the general public, you'll realize just how powerful this can be for your brand and your company.
You know, I've never heard it described that way, as live texting. And if you can kind of look at it that way, because everybody knows how to text, mm-hmm. you know, although maybe what you might say in a text to a friend wouldn't go over Twitter, but it is easy like a text.
It is.
So if mm-hmm. you do want to get started, or even if you're on Twitter and you're feeling your way, or you don't think that you're making a dent or getting any mm-hmm. attention or being recognized, what can you do? So, two-part question. How do you get started? And then how do you spark up that conversation? Because it's really hard. Even at a cocktail party, it's hard, mm-hmm. let alone, you know, 140 characters.
Right. And you're exactly right, because the cocktail party for me was quite intimidating. And, you know, Twitter which is so easy because you could do this in your home. You could be at work. You could be anywhere. You could be out with, you know, in the car, and you can be tweeting. So the first thing you want to do is obviously establish your handle, which is the name that people can find you by, and then you have a great photo. Make sure images resonate with people. So if you read it and it doesn't speak to you, it's probably not the right imagery that you want to reflect. So make sure that's done. Make sure you write a nice profile. And I emphasize the picture quite a bit because in Twitter land or even any of the social media channels, we always joke when we see an egg formation. That means you haven't updated your photo yet, so you're still an egg. That's not good because people aren't going to want to connect with you. So, you know, people want to see someone they think that they could be friends with. I mean, that's essentially it. You're on social media making friends. So initially, it's going to be where you want to connect with everybody that you already know and who already knows you. And then from there, you know, you have to give this some thought. It's no different than being at the cocktail party. You know, you kind of know who would resonate to you and who you would have good conversation with. So it's really the exact same concept. If you think about social media in a way that social media is about helping others, helping amplify others. If you think that way, then you will be very successful in social media. But if you think about it as just for you and what can it do for you and what has it done for you today, tomorrow, that's going to get you nowhere and you're going to say that social media doesn't work.
Right. And I mean, I think it speaks to the whole peer-to-peer where even as a business on Twitter, you there's somebody behind that, you know, that moniker, that logo, the four walls, someone is talking to you. And I think if a company and professionals can capture that, that takes you so much farther. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Because every tweet is pushed out by a human being in most cases, right? So there's someone crafting that message, they're trying to reach out, they're trying to give you something that hopefully will resonate with you so that you'll create a connection. So people are on social media for a reason, because they want to be social. They're not just there. In most cases, I mean, I always say like attracts like, right? Just like how you and I came together.
Yes, so exactly.
So if you think about it that way, it's a beautiful thing. You're going to naturally attract people that would be friends with you normally, and people who you normally wouldn't spend a lot of time with, they're just going to sooner or later probably not stay engaged with you, which is totally fine. And but the nice thing is, like, if it weren't for social media, you and I wouldn't be on this amazing podcast together.
Thank you.
We wouldn't be all these incredible friends that we've made, all thanks to places like Twitter. It's incredible.
It is incredible because, Winnie, I've never met you in person, but I feel like I know you really well. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, started on Twitter and, you know, here we are on this podcast and there is this connection, which if I think back to the early days when I first started out on Twitter, I never would have thought that I could have this kind of relationship and feel so comfortable with people through Twitter. So I think that's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, it's totally amazing. Not only that is that you and I, although we've never been in the same room together, I do feel like they're like my sister. If I can reach out, we just have that natural connection and synergy. And the great thing about that is that anybody can do this. Everybody can participate in this world if you're willing to give, right?
Right.
That's the key. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like attracts like. So, I mean, that's not, I guess if you don't like to give, maybe you'll attract people who don't like to give. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. However you are, that's what you're
however
going
you are.
To attract. But I do think that what you said about give is really important, because sometimes if you're giving and giving is sharing. Let's say you're giving in the way that either you're giving great information, great content, or perhaps you're sharing somebody else's great content, getting them noticed. At the same time, the universe gives back to you. So it's kind of interesting the way that works. The more that you give, the more that you're going to receive back. So here's a question for you. Maybe you could just share, how are you using Twitter the most? Is it around news? Is it around monitoring your brand? Is it community discussions or tweet chats? And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, what is the breakdown of how you're using Twitter the most?
Well, yeah, that's, I guess, a little bit of everything. I'll share with you. Like, I've been in this business, in the financial industry business, for a very, very long time. And my motto was always that, you know, I knew I was doing great work because my clients loved me. They stayed with me a long time, and they're always, like, just raving. But at the end of the day, as business people, we still have the constraint of time. So it wasn't really practical for me to be out there always, you know, reaching hundreds, if not thousands, of people all the time, sharing my message, sharing my brand. So when I was pregnant, I realized I needed to really manage my time much better, and that I did in this form of social media. And social media allows you to stay actively communicating with the general public, your clients, the press, the media, whomever it may be who could potentially be your client, right? So I've always said that it doesn't matter how good you are. So I could be the best financial advisor on the planet, but if you don't know I exist, I essentially don't exist. So I can't help you. I can't work with you. You could be my client. So yeah, so we do that through social media. I I'm very active on there. I do share other people's thoughts that align, that I find interesting. So I think my community will find interesting. And yes, we definitely do a very active Wednesday tweet chat. And I just learned that we're one of the largest in our financial space. And a way for people to get together. It's almost like a little, like, get everybody together to have open dialogue, to feel welcome, to ask questions about anything that sort of skews business, entrepreneur, and finance. And so it's been fun.
Well, congratulations on being one of the largest tweet chats in your industry. I think that is fantastic news in and of itself. And I just want to go back to what you said about how if you don't know I exist, then I kind of don't. And I feel like what you're saying about Twitter is something that we've said in public relations for a very long time when it comes to building relationships. And it's not always about, so let's take the media, for example. You know, you want the media to, you want to pitch your story, have a great relationship, and they're going to run with your story and you're going to get that feature, or maybe your client's going to end up on a morning show somewhere. But it's that in-between time. And we always we always take that time and say, you know what, you have to keep in touch with people. You have to be talking to them or sharing. And it used to be, and I go way, way back, where you would pick up the phone and you would ask your journalist friend to go to lunch. Or you might be sharing an article. You would literally send a printed newspaper article to a journalist as a way of saying, I saw this and I thought you'd be interested, or maybe an analyst report and you'd flag something and send it over. Twitter has now become that relationship bridge because it is a constant connection in between the ask. And it's not just the journalist. It could be my students know where to find me on Twitter. So do you experience that as well, that it allows you to keep the relationship going?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. And I'm taking notes while I'm talking to you now, because I think that's very, very thoughtful in your analysis.
Thank you.
Because like you said, you're giving them information and they're reaching out, but there are obviously, there's moments of time where they're just so busy, but out of sight, out of mind, right? So it is important to bring value. And a lot of what I this has kind of stemmed just recently, but I really love tweeting little like pats on the back to my friends, because I feel like
so
sometimes
nice.
You just get a rut, right?
Yeah.
And you get stressed out. And sometimes you just need to know that across the computer screen, I'm here for you and I believe in you. So, I completely agree with you 100%. And whether it be whoever you come in contact via any of the social media channels, whichever they be, I know a lot of us are very active on Facebook, but Twitter, you can do the same thing and just as effectively.
Definitely.
So yeah, we're certainly learning a lot. And I love what you said. You know, you could just basically ping them just really ever gently, and they remember you.
Yes. So here you are. I don't even know how many followers you have. I want to say you're around 80 or over 80,000 at this point. What are you up to?
Today I'm at 88,000, which was surprising.
Oh my gosh.
I just woke up and I'm like, oh, that's a nice even number.
Okay, so 88,000 followers, and you know that's impossible to scale, that huge number. But you are managing quite a bit, and I can see. I watch you, and I see you've got great relationships. What kind of tools are you using to help you manage Twitter? So, you know, what could somebody use so that they don't feel so overwhelmed? You can't just stay on your Twitter.com feed. That would drive anybody crazy. So what do you do?
Well, I do have some tools that I think are super helpful, and they're really reasonable if you're a business owner and you're concerned about costs. So I'll tell you my formula, and it's probably a lot simpler than a lot of other people do it, but I like to really stay engaged with my community. So I don't really like to have other people do it for me. I mean, once in a while, I might have someone just like a couple of things, but really, pretty much it's me that's here. So I use Buffer a lot. BufferApp.com is wonderful. I think it's like $100 a year, but it allows you to pre-schedule your tweets. And I like to do that. I usually schedule the day before because I like my information very relevant and fresh. Yeah. And then the other thing that someone has shared with me, which I think is phenomenal, is I think it's called tweetjukebox.com. And that's also a great little software for Twitter. And I think it works with a couple other mediums as well, where if you have more evergreen content, you can actually pre-populate that in. And just like a jukebox, it'll send it out kind of sporadically so that your community will see those tweets. You know, so that way there isn't a time where they log in and you're just completely radio silent, because that's not good. You want them to know that you're there. And then the other thing I love is the Twitter lists. I think the lists are very, very powerful. Yeah, right? And what that is, it enables you to create these lists of, for example, what you were talking about, if you're keeping in front of journalists and this morning shows, you create lists on there so you can really filter away some of the noise and focus on exactly the people that you need to be paying attention to. And really for my sake, my favorite is the Twitter native app itself. It's the only Twitter app, and I like to use that on my iPhone. I find it to be incredibly helpful.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so those are kind of my main three. And I'm sure there's so many people use other things, but I guess I always say I'm in constant beta mode. So I'm always trying to evolve and get better. But I find the more I just keep it simple, it seems like I'm getting a more dedicated community. So,
well, I think simple is really important. Do you, so I use TweetDeck and Hootsuite. I don't use. Is Buffer similar, where you can carve out columns, or is Buffer just for scheduling?
Buffer is mostly just for scheduling. I understand. I mean, I also use. They have this fun graphic design software through Buffer called Pablo too. But I use. I understand that Buffer is kind of a simplified version of Hootsuite. I haven't used Hootsuite or HubSpot yet, but I do use, I forgot about that. I do use TweetDeck as well, which TweetDeck is from Twitter. So that's really helpful. And that's a great free one to use.
Yeah, I really like TweetDeck, and I like Hootsuite too. I actually use them both. And the reason being is because, you know how you mentioned the Twitter list that you can build, and whether it's your journalists or, you know, you're following some social media experts, whatever, you can build the lists on Twitter and then pull them into your TweetDeck. So that becomes a column that you can just watch the conversations going on every time someone on your list says something. And you can do the same thing with hashtags, too, especially on TweetDeck. You can follow a hashtag and then see all the conversations. So I find the tools really helpful. But one point that you made that I think is really important is to keep it simple. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, with so many things going on and so many tools, you just want to use the ones that you're going to get the most out of, and you don't have to struggle with anything. It just feels natural.
Yes, and you have to use them, and you have to actively go on there. Like, for example, this past weekend, I took my kids out to SeaWorld. So, like, literally, I was out all day. Yeah, and then Monday, of course, I was busy, so I was out all day. So there was a lot of direct messages or messages through Twitter Live that I didn't immediately follow up on. And so that, you know, that puts me back 2 days. It's not the greatest thing, but I try not to let it go more than 2 days. I do think, you know, out of respect for your community, you got to make sure you jump back there and respond to them. And I think I heard that a lot of people expect a response within 2 hours. So I kind of dropped the ball there.
Oh, well, you know what? It's hard, especially if you're traveling on a plane for 7 hours and you miss that 2 hour mark. So, I hear you. Or you get sick and you can't even get yourself on your iPhone or your Android or your laptop, wherever you are. So, Winnie, I'm going to ask you to hold all thoughts. We're going to cut to a quick break, give some love to our sponsor. And when we get back, Winnie will talk about, we'll go deeper into those tweet chats and the benefits of having them and participating in them too.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformance.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. Winnie Sun and I were just chatting about professionals on Twitter and relationships. So Winnie, let's pick it up around some of the great ways to participate on Twitter. You had mentioned before tweet chats with your community. Mm-hmm. So you have a tweet chat. It's hashtag Winnie Sun. And maybe you could just talk a little bit more about the benefits of having tweet chats and what the community gets out of participating.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something I'm really excited to share with you because, you know, a lot of people will ask, so how did you get so many followers? Because at the end of the day, everybody, although they might admit not to, everybody is quite concerned and interested in getting more followers. And one of the best ways to do that is to participate in these tweet chats that occur, you know, quite regularly. There's pretty much a tweet chat going on in every hour during the day, depending on what community you're interested in. So, we do ours every Wednesday, and it's 11 a.m. Pacific or 2 p.m. Eastern. And for 1 hour, we have, you know, hundreds of people come together, and we have a great conversation. We make it really fun. We pre-prepare some questions that pretty much everybody will be able to answer or it'll make them think. And so you can jump in, and you can answer, and you can make friends, and interact with other people also answering questions. And during that 1 hour, you can make a whole bunch of great friends, you know.
Oh,
have
yeah.
a similar interest. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been on your tweet chats. I've participated. I've met some great people. They are very fast-paced in the sense that, you know, people are really passionate around the topics. Maybe you could just touch on some of your favorite topics that have been discussed and how you decide on a topic for your community.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, also, obviously, because I am a financial advisor, all our topics generally have a slight financial skew to them. And that's kind of the consistency. And it allows people to ask those questions or to have dialogues about these things that typically, you know, you might have to wait to talk about. And sometimes you just want to get an answer. So So we have a lot of different chats. Like the one we're having tomorrow is how to better your business by improving your inspiration, motivation. You know, sometimes it's just in a rut. We have a lot of startup topics. We have a lot of year-end financial planning strategies, and probably one of my favorites, and it's actually relatively new, and it's actually it's not as big as our regular tweet chats, but we do it once in a while, and that's called an Ask Winnie tweet chat. Those are kind of fun because a whole bunch of people will submit financial questions to me beforehand, and like we did one last week, we had a whole bunch of questions, so we'll have the questions come out and I'll answer them, and people will help answer them as well. It's really fun. And then the dialogue will go back and forth. But it gives people the opportunity to communicate with a financial advisor in a really fun social way, which from what I hear isn't that often.
Yes.
That's the kind of chats we have. They're so much fun.
That sounds fun. So now I have to ask like one of those serious questions. When it comes to financial, I mean, I think of, okay, let's start with healthcare. When it comes to healthcare, you know, a doctor is on social media, but a doctor is very careful about answering questions that, let's say, a patient might have. Is it the same thing for a financial advisor when somebody wants to ask you a question? Are there some areas that, do you don't want to be talking about your investments this way? Or is it just like general questions? How do you make sure you keep it within the framework of what's, you know, good for the people participating?
Absolutely. So this is what we call compliance. So I am one of the most highly regulated industries, and that's what makes it challenging. For sure. You know, obviously, if I was selling cosmetics, it could even be so much more fun. But however, that being said, you know, I think that one of the benefits, as you know, because you know public relations very, very well, having been in the media and being a financial advisor for almost now 17 years, I pretty much know what I can and cannot say. So I think what's interesting about that is, you know, it's really no different than me when I appear on CNBC or I write a column for Forbes or whatnot. There are certain things you can say and there's certain things you cannot say. So, for example, I cannot give direct financial advice pertaining to someone's investments on a public forum. Well, that makes sense. You know, I don't know that you should be doing that anyway, but the questions that I get are really, really relevant and questions that normal people have. For example, a question will be like, you know, so my son is now graduating from college and he, you know, has his first job. What sort of things should he do to plan for his future? That's a great question. That's a question I can answer. Yeah. So I think the thing is we just have to know where the lines are that we cannot tread over, and we flow within those lines. And interesting enough, that is actually what the public is interested in. Because, you know, at the end of the day, as much as they want to know what to invest in, most importantly, they want to know where to start. Mm-hmm. And they want to know what to say to you. And the whole experience can be very intimidating to meet with and talk to a financial advisor or even to get your financial plan in place. And those are the types of fun things that we're able to talk about on the public forum. And then when they have more questions, I have a lot of people just set up a call or come into my office and we meet. So happens
That's
all the time.
Good. That's really good. There's something about being in that community setting that is much less overwhelming. It's not so scary. I kind of feel like when you're in the tweet chat, the playing field is level. And no matter who you are, it doesn't matter if you're some famous CEO or financial person or, you know, and let's face it, you have rock star guests who are on your tweet chat. It's all of a sudden, everybody's just interested in a certain topic and information, and there's a lot of sharing going on. And I do think that makes people feel more comfortable, and that's a benefit to participants.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I think like we've had quite a few celebrities participate as panelists for these tweet chats. And you know, I think that the advantage to them to doing that is now in that 1 hour, people feel like they're truly reaching you and talking to you. And that just builds your clout, if you will. So when you do go on, you're a host of a TV show, then people feel like they kind of know you, and really you're in control of that situation. You're still at the studio. You're still, you know, you're still just typing, and you give what you give. But absolutely, I think, like, I can't say, I do say that doing, I guess, hosting a weekly Tweet Chat is a lot of work. But to give you an idea of just how much reach, yeah, my Tweet Chat, some of them, most of them average about 150 million impressions in 1 hour. So this is huge reach. Yeah, that everybody is seeing you and they see what your message is. And it's funny because after these Tweet Chats, I still see my tweets from that particular hour being recirculated, reshared. Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
I've seen that happen as a part of your, because I actually have the hashtag WinnieSun. I follow that when it's a topic that I'm either going to participate in your Tweet Chat or something that's, you know, really looks interesting.
Thank you.
And I'll see things later, much later, being retweeted. I love it. So, you know, there's a lot of positive to it. Have you ever experienced, and I know that this has happened to us when we do our PR stud chat, which is a totally different community. That's all PR professionals and educators and pros. Have you ever had anybody come on and stir it up, or, you know, kind of be that angry ranter in the group? Has that ever happened to you?
You know, fortunately, we've been pretty good. I can't think. There'll be people who disagree with some of the responses that some of the participants will share, but no, we've been very fortunate. We haven't had anyone that we flat out needed to block. So I think we're okay. So far,
oh my gosh. Knock on wood. That's a really good thing. You have a great, great community. And you know what, if it does happen, maybe it'll never happen, but if it does happen, one thing that I noticed, anybody who comes into the community that's angry or is trying to cause trouble, because you have regular participants, they will not tolerate it. And you, as the host or the moderator, you don't even have to say a word because your community totally takes care of it for you. At least that's what ours does.
So. Yeah, our peeps can get down.
Oh, yes. Those
I love
can
that. Get
down. So, Winnie, maybe you could just give a little bit of advice to someone who is first starting out on Twitter. What would you say to them?
I would say, you know, figure out what your strategy is. If your strategy is to build awareness and to build more of a following and create a community, kind of like what the two of us have done, the first thing you want to do is be very methodical and strategic about this. So I just talked to a up-and-coming artist who's a client of mine yesterday with the same strategy. He said, sit down for a moment and create a list of your 10 closest friends. Right? Or your closest friends.
Yeah.
Then go out another 10. And then find these people on social media and connect with them and find out who's connected to those people. And literally, I started this practice when I first started Twitter. And so I just had a spreadsheet page after page. And from there, you just naturally build out. You connect with their followers, and then you communicate with them. And that's another thing you want to remember. See, there's things that you can do to increase your following. And one of the most important things is to treat others the way you want to be treated. So if there's something that they shared that is interesting, that you think is helpful, that's positive, you can like, you can retweet, you can comment, which I try to do that as much as I can, to just make a really quick comment. Because the thing is, I want to amplify my closest, I guess, Twitter friends with my community, because I would love nothing more than my community to follow them. Because at the end of the day, we need everybody to share, right? So you want to be really methodical about this, and then you have to be quite strategic. So you have to plan this out. It's no different than like exercise, right? You have to make it so it's every day, same time, consistent, and it just becomes part of your daily routine. So it's not something that you find that you have to all of a sudden schedule in to do social media. Because if you have to do it that way, you're never really going to get totally committed to it. And your community is not going to be committed to you either.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to find the time. Now, I think the two of us may be on Twitter more than the normal professional. But for somebody starting out, I think what I find is that people say, oh, my gosh, I don't have the time. I don't have the time for Twitter. What is a time frame? Like, you know, is it 15 minutes? Is it half an hour? Jump on, talk to people, you know, check in the morning, check in at noon, check in the evening. How do they get into some kind of routine that doesn't feel so taxing on their time?
Yeah, and that's a good question. And that's something I hear all the time, too. And truly, time is certainly an issue. But I guess the thing is, there needs to be some sort of consistency. So I'll share with you my schedule, because it's actually not as much as people might think. So usually in the morning, I'll spend about 15 minutes in the morning. And then if, like, I happen to not have a lunch meeting and sitting at my computer for lunch, then that, you know, 5-10 minutes, now go on there, do a couple of responses, send my hellos, and then I'm off. And then generally, later at night, after my kids go down around, you know, 9:30, then I'll pop on for about half an hour. And then I try to do that as many days as I can during the weekday, mm-hmm. but I certainly don't do it 5 days consistently. So that's my, like, ideal. So 3 touches per day of no more than, like, 15 minutes per time. But if it turns out that I'm only able to touch 1 time per day, that's still okay, because I have that, because just like you, we both have that tweet chat. So no matter what, at least 1 day per week, we're going to be all in, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. And what you mentioned before around scheduling tweets. So when you schedule tweets and you have them timed to go out, and people mm-hmm. are retweeting you, or not just retweeting, but adding a quote to it, it almost makes you look like you have a presence all of the time, even though you're not there all of the time. So I think that helps.
It certainly does. I mean, and look, obviously we can't be on there all the time. And a lot of people, clients will ask me, well, can I have someone help me with that? And I say, yeah, you certainly can. I mean, there have certainly been stages in my Twitter life where I've had people help me, no doubt. I mean, it was really important because we were moving quickly and I didn't want people to fall through the cracks. So I did have someone helping me where they would be up in the morning, and as soon as they woke up, they would, you know, like certain things. They would make sure that people who responded to me that they thanked, and then they would copy paste them into an email, send them to me, just so, because I wanted to know who was doing this. But, you know, that was when we were just in the weeds. But typically, I try to do everything myself. It's just because I want to know what people are saying.
Yeah, I do too. And plus I have students, you know, there's journalists, there's clients, there's my PR, marketing, and social media friends, there's you and all your friends and all the different communities. But my students, they know that if they need to get in touch with me, that for some reason Twitter is just the place to do it.
I love that. So,
yeah. For that reason, it's me answering as Professor Breckenridge. It's kind of fun.
I love that.
Well, thank you. All right, Winnie, last simple question. How can my listeners find out more about you and your work?
Oh, thank you. Well, that is so kind. I guess I am very active on social media, and you can follow me on Twitter at SunGroupWP. On Facebook, it's Winnie Sun Group, and on LinkedIn, it's Winnie Sun. And feel free to give me a call anytime, and I can give you the number, which is 949-625-6800.
Awesome. Well, Winnie, thank you so much for joining us today, for sharing all of your Twitter advice and stories and insights. You know, if you ever want to talk social media, you are always, always welcome on Women Worldwide. So thank you.
Yay. Thank you so much. So much fun. Thank you.
Oh, good. I also want to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. Until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.